Welcome back. Ever heard of a company like choosing to set up their main headquarters in a totally different part of the world from where they actually do most of their work?
Yeah, it's kind of like, wait, what? That
Yeah.
doesn't really seem to make sense on the surface, Rep.
Right. But get this, that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're talking like this company, Best Digital Ninjas. They're doing some really cool stuff to empower small businesses and even refugee-led organizations, mostly in Africa.
And the guy behind it all, Yasser Mahadi, he's someone who really gets the potential of using tech to help communities grow. And he was like, how can I make this happen in a huge E way?
Now, you're probably thinking, okay, tech in Africa, I'm following, but what's this about a global headquarters in New Mexico?
Out of all places, right?
Exactly. It's like the most unexpected twist. So, yeah, Yasser recently registered Best Digital Ninjas as a US LLC, and we're going to unpack why that's actually a brilliant move, strategically speaking.
It really shows how you got to look beyond just the surface level and understand all these global things that are at play in the business world today.
Totally. So before we get to the whole why New Mexico thing, let's back up a bit. Yasser has been super involved in development work places like Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, even the Kakuma refugee camp. His background isn't what you'd expect.
Definitely not your typical tech CEO story. I mean, the guy could be running a tech company anywhere, but his master's degree, get this, it's in ministry and community development outreach.
No way, seriously.
Yeah, he's got that human side figured out just as much as the tech side, and that makes all the difference in how he approaches things.
That's so cool. It's like he's combined the best of both worlds. And that's where Best Digital Ninjas comes in. They're providing these essential digital tools that we kind of take for granted, you know, in the communities he's working with. That stuff is a game changer.
Oh, for sure. We're talking AI-powered marketing tools, web hosting reseller programs, things that can really level the playing field for all these small businesses and entrepreneurs who are dealing with a totally different set of challenges.
And this is where things get interesting. Yasser decides to register Best Digital Ninjas as a US LLC, and he makes this decision while he's visiting family in Sudan.
Wow. Talk about thinking globally.
Right. It makes you wonder what he was seeing, what clicked for him to realize that this was the best move for the company and for his overall mission.
Because, yeah, on the surface, it doesn't seem like the most obvious choice at all.
So let's break it down. What were the key things that led to this decision?
Well, if you listen to Yasser talk about it, there's one word that keeps coming up: stability. He wants that for his company, and even more importantly, for keeping his clients' data safe.
And he's super realistic about the challenges in certain parts of Africa, the politics, the economic ups and downs, even just having reliable internet access. All of those things can really impact a business, especially one that depends so heavily on digital tools.
And that data security piece is huge. It's not just about the tech anymore. It's about trust. Registering in the U.S. means he's tapping into a more stable environment, a place with really strong regulations around protecting data. It's about giving his clients peace of mind.
It's like he's saying, look, I'm building something you can count on no matter what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Now, I get why that's appealing to clients, but what does registering as a US LLC actually mean in practical terms?
Good question. I mean, for those who aren't super familiar with all the business jargon, it means that legally speaking, in the eyes of the law, Best Digital Ninjas is now a US-based company.
So it's not so much about physically picking up and moving everything to the US. It's more about establishing a really strong foundation for the company itself.
Exactly. It's strategic. And it ties into this bigger theme we see with Yasser, long-term vision. He's playing chess, not checkers.
He's not just thinking about the next year or two. He's thinking about the legacy of Best Digital Ninjas and how to make the biggest impact possible over the long haul.
Yeah, exactly. He's thinking about how to build something that can last and get through anything. But it's not just about avoiding problems, it's about opening up new doors too. A US LLC means he can get into new markets, maybe find investors he couldn't before, and team up with people in ways he couldn't have before.
So it's like this one decision does two things at once. It creates a safety net. A&D lets him dream even bigger, which makes me even more curious about what Best Digital Ninjas is actually doing to help these businesses and individuals. What's it look like when they're actually doing their thing?
Well, remember we were talking about how they're called digital ninjas. It's
Yeah.
not just a cool name. It really gets at the skills Yasser wants these folks to develop. These entrepreneurs are learning to be flexible, adaptable, strategic, just like ninjas getting through some crazy obstacle course.
I like that. That's a great comparison. So, what are some of those ninja skills they're learning? You mentioned something earlier about AI-powered marketing and automation.
Oh, yeah. Imagine for a second you're an artisan in Kenya, right?
Yeah.
You make these beautiful things by hand. You love what you do. But then there's the other stuff, marketing. Being on social media, sending out those email newsletters. It's a lot to handle.
Yeah, it's like having a whole second job on top of your regular job.
It totally is. And that's where AI can be a game changer. It's not about replacing anyone. It's about giving them more power. Best Digital Ninjas shows entrepreneurs how to use these AI tools to take care of those everyday tasks. Things like scheduling posts for social media, personalizing emails for different people, even answering basic customer questions automatically.
Okay, so it frees up their time and energy so they can go back to focusing on what they're good at, their business, their craft. But it's also more than just saving time, right? It helps them compete on a global level.
Exactly. AI levels the playing field. Think about something like targeted advertising. Usually, smaller businesses don't have the money to hire a whole team just for marketing. But with AI, they can use data to reach the right customers with the right message at the right moment, just like those big companies do.
It's like having a secret advantage. Nobody expects it. Now we've talked about AI and marketing, but what other ninja skills are they picking up?
Web hosting is another big one. Remember those reseller programs we mentioned? They're pretty smart when you think about it. Most small businesses need a website these days, right? Like an online shop, a place to show off their work. They need somewhere to be online. That means they need web hosting.
Which can be so confusing and expensive if you don't really get all the tech stuff.
For real. You've got all these different plans, different features, different levels of support. It can make your head spin. Best Digital Ninjas flips the script, though. They teach these businesses how to become the web hosting providers for their own communities.
Whoa. So they go from needing a website to helping other people get online too. That's next level.
It creates this ripple effect where everybody wins. The business owner gets a new service to offer their clients, can get everything they need in one place, and Best Digital Ninjas gets to help more people without even really trying. It's a win-win-win all around.
I love how much thought goes into all of this. And it makes me wonder, besides the marketing side and the web hosting, are there other programs too, like mentoring or training things that go beyond just the tech tools?
Definitely. One of the things that makes Best Digital Ninjas so special is that they get the whole picture. They understand that technology is only one part of it. You also need to know how to run a business, how to think like an entrepreneur, and you need people supporting you to really make it work.
So it's about creating a real sense of community around what they're doing, not just treating people like customers.
Exactly. They have workshops on all sorts of stuff, like how to manage your money, how to build a brand, how to be a good leader. They connect people with mentors and create ways for everyone to learn from each other.
It's like they're building this whole support system, which seems so key when the goal is to empower people to create something that will actually last.
Totally. It's about starting a movement, not just having a one-off moment.
I like that. And it all comes back to Yasser's vision of an Africa that's powered by AI.
Right. He sees this future where using technology isn't some far-off dream, but a reality where it can really make a difference. And where African businesses aren't just trying to keep up, but are actually leading the way.
He's talked about how AI is going to change what work looks like everywhere, and he wants to make sure Africa is ready for that people have the skills and support they need to succeed in this new world.
And what's so awesome is he's not sitting around waiting for someone else to do it. He's taking action. And he's doing it in a way that's both deeply connected to the communities he's working with and plugged into what's happening globally.
Yeah, it's like he's bridging those two worlds, showing that cool innovations can come from anywhere. And often the best solutions are the ones that come from really getting the specific challenges a place has.
Totally agree. It's not about forcing everyone into the same mold. It's about giving people the power to use technology in a way that fits their situation, their culture, and what they're trying to achieve.
So if we take a step back and look at the big picture here, what do you think is the most important thing we can learn from Yasir's story? What's the one thing you hope our listeners walk away thinking about?
For me, it's how powerful it can be when you combine a vision with actually taking action. Yasser had this big, bold idea that tech could really lift communities up. And he didn't just talk about it, he went out and made it a reality.
He took that leap of faith, registering his company in the US, not because it was the easy way, but because he could see the strategy behind it, the benefits it would have in the long run.
And by doing that, he's giving other people a blueprint to follow. He's showing entrepreneurs, people making policies, investors, everyone that a different kind of future is out there. And more importantly, he's showing how we can work together to make that future happen.
That's such a powerful message, and it makes me feel really optimistic about the future of technology and about how creative people can be when it comes to using it to make the world a better place. Now, to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. What part of Yesser's story stood out to you the most? Was it the idea that AI can really empower small businesses, the importance of thinking ahead and making smart choices for the future? Or maybe it was that reminder that the journeys that have the most impact often take you in unexpected directions. Tell us what you think. And until next time, keep on exploring and asking those big questions.